A biomass company at the center of a dispute over payments to loggers is now asking to change the terms of a subsidy it gets from the state. As Fred Bever reports, the company says it wants to dispel the notion that taxpayers are getting a bad deal.
Stored Solar is receiving taxpayer-funded above-market payments for the electricity it generates under legislation passed last year to shore up the state's struggling forest products economy. In return, the company must fill 42 new positions for the next 2 years, make capital investments of $2.5 million, buy at least 1 million tons of biomass fuel, and post surety payments worth more than $3 million in case of non-performance. Last week, an organization that represents Maine loggers said Stored Solar was late with payments to some contractors who delivered wood to its plants in West Enfield and Jonesboro. Now, the company is telling state regulators that it is meeting its obligations, including the new hires, and has resolved the dispute with loggers. But Stored Solar says it wants to return above-market payments it's already received and forgo any more for the rest of the year. Then, at the end of the year, the company is asking to receive all of those payments based on performance. It also wants its initial surety payment returned, that's about $1 million, and to be freed from making any more surety payments, including one that's due soon. Spokesman Dan Cashman says the company wants to dispel any notion that taxpayers are getting a bad deal.
It's not up front. It's not blindly given with the hope that obligations are met. It's used after obligations are met with assurance that it's been reviewed and agreed upon that the money was earned.
Cashman says Stored Solar's finances are stable, even though it had to reduce operations when some loggers stopped making deliveries. A spokesman for the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine did not return requests for comments. The Maine Public Utilities Commission says it is reviewing the company's request. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.